This episode of Discover ADN is brought to you by Born Sequel and DB Snitch. DB Snitch is a once-off report service resulting in an in-depth examination of your existing database instances and recommendations to bring them up to industry standards, ensuring that your data is safe. DB Snitch gives you a comprehensive view of where your database currently stands, along with a customized game plan to get it to where it needs to be. Of course, Born Sequel offers both on-site and remote support. Find out more at bornsequel.ca/dbsnitch or by contacting Randolph West via email at info@bornsequel.ca with the keyword discover in the subject line. Welcome to episode 17 of Discover ADN. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. The goal of Discover ADN is to learn more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world, as well as offer us a chance to attach a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timelines. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to Discover ADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Rémi Plaude, who goes by the name Remino on app.net. He currently calls Tokyo, Japan his home and works as a web developer when he's not enjoying cosplay or hosting app.net meetups in the city. Please join me in welcoming Rémi to Discover ADN. Hello!
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
I joined app.net a little bit more than a year ago. Yeah, I remember now because I just paid my renewal fee. I think I saw it through a blog post by Grubber. He was talking about it, comparing it to Twitter and all. So I joined that. Yeah, that was the article that made me join ADN. I thought it was pretty interesting.
So I take it that's also why you joined app.net.
Well, I mean, what happened is that I used to be a big user of Twitter, and the community of Twitter users in Japan among foreigners kind of got a little bit troublesome at some times, so I was willing to try something else. So that's when I saw ADN, and I thought about joining it.
Yes, I can relate to that. I should also thank you for inviting me to app.net all those moons ago.
Oh, no problem. Oh, that's right, I invited you. I forgot about that.
Well, I remember every time I see your face in my timeline.
Okay, good.
So let me ask you this next question. You use your first name on app.net.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, thing is, my last name, my family name is kind of hard to pronounce. It's Plourde, P-L-O-U-R-D-E. I don't use it that much. I actually don't even have it on my site or not even on any profile online. It's just that people can't really pronounce it. People can't really remember it. So I just use my first name. And as for my username, Remino, it's just that one day, years ago, I used a title for my homepage in Japanese, which was Remino Homepage, which literally means Remy's homepage. So I just cut the homepage part of it and just kept the Remino. That's it.
I see. All right. Well, is there anything that you would like to see more of on app.net?
Well, so far I have a great community of other web developers that I like to mingle with. What I'd like to see more is more regular users to jump in, and not just techie users, but also jump in on ADN and try to talk with them. But also, being in Japan, what I see is you have those users speaking English, those users speaking Japanese, but I don't really see them mingle among each other, so I'd like that to blur as well. So that's what I try to do with the meetup that I hold sometimes, the Tokyo ADN meetup. Maybe you heard of that before.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Yeah, so I have that meetup going on. It's not regular, actually. Sometimes, I think it's around once every 2 or 3 months. So sometimes I just out of nowhere, ask for people if they're interested to meet up in person somewhere in Tokyo. And among them will be some users who usually only speak English, those who only speak Japanese, so they meet up at the same table and try to speak to each other. So that I find is pretty interesting.
Do you have any meetups scheduled in the near future?
At the moment, no, but I'm thinking of having one in May. So if people are interested to join, that would be nice. Actually, I'm saying May, but this episode will be in June. So I just realized that now. But I don't really have any schedules for the meetup. But once around every 2 or 3 months, I just ask people out of nowhere if they want to just get together somewhere. That's all.
Well, I hope that one day I can make the trek up to Tokyo to meet you and many of the other ADN people.
I hope you can make it. I know you're a little bit far. You're in Nagano, I think?
Close enough. It's Nagoya.
In Nagoya, yes. Okay. I'm really sorry I can't. I can't really go out there all the time either. I'd love to have... that's why I called it Tokyo ADN at first, because I thought other people may... organize another ADN, but for their part of Japan, Nagoya or Osaka, any places like that, that would be really nice to see.
Ah, well, sadly, if I were to organize a Nagoya ADN meetup, there would only really be two people.
Well, you have to start somewhere, why not?
That's quite true.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change gears a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
I think many things. I mean, if you look at my profile on ADN, it just gives it away. From all the posts that I put up, the photos that I put as profile, and the cover photo, however you want to call it. I mostly do web development. Everybody knows that because I complain about it all the time. And then I have those photos that I put of myself dressing up. So I have those of cosplay, those of me cross-dressing as a woman. So I'd like to be known as that wacky guy who does programming and, well, I don't know, I guess dresses up during his free time.
Well, this is a good segue into the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have expressed some interest in Remiko.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Can you tell us, what is the origin story of Remiko?
Oh, that was a... It started from a pretty... I don't know. How can I put it? What happened is I met this girl 2 years ago who became my wife. And she's been doing cosplay for around, I think, 16, 17 years, she said. So it's been quite a long time. So what happened is when I started dating her, I talked about her cosplay. When she dresses up as a video game character, often she picks that a male character. So for her, it's just a normal thing to cross-dress while doing cosplay. So she puts those activities together. So what happened is together we're planning to do our first cosplay at an event. It was for Comic-Con, one of the biggest comic markets in the world, apparently. So while planning for it, I was practicing my makeup. So, admittedly, I never did makeup before that day. But to my surprise, I actually got it pretty well. My wife was pretty surprised, too. But what kind of surprised me, what really astonished me was I just went mute in front of the mirror looking at my face, and my wife thought there was something wrong with me, but I said, I just look like my mom. So by saying that, that's when she said, you should try to cross-dress one day. I said no at first. I didn't want to hear any of it. But then she goes, well, so for you, it's okay for me to cross-dress as a guy, but for you, it's not good to cross-dress as a girl. So that's pretty hypocritical, she goes. So I just tried it and did it and started to like it. That's all.
You've shared with us some of the experiences that you have had while you were dressed as Remiko out in public. Can you tell us, have you noticed any big differences from your interactions with people while you're dressed as Remiko rather than dressed as a man?
Well, now, just to clarify one thing, when I cosplay at like, some events like Comic-Con or those places, when I do cosplay, I usually go for a male character. I never actually put cross-dressing cosplay together yet. Maybe it will happen someday, I'm not sure when, but so far I just cosplayed as male characters. Usually those characters are established somewhere else in an anime or a video game, and I just try to mimic them, and that goes pretty well. People's reactions are pretty good about that. They absolutely love it. Outside of that, Remiko is my own character. I don't consider that cosplay. That's just cross-dressing. So when I go outside as a female, reactions are interesting too. I mean, they're mostly positive. And that really surprised me, because I thought people would get freaked out by that, but no. Although there's sometimes when I grab the attention of some people and they just get surprised and they just trip over a bicycle or hit a pole somewhere, and that's kind of fun for me to watch. But not usually. I mean, the reactions are pretty good. There's some who are a little bit scared of that, but then they get used to it pretty quickly. And also, you have those people who've just been watching those photos on Facebook for a certain time, and when they finally meet me in person, they're really excited. Apparently, they became my fans. I didn't know that, but that apparently happens.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this next question. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what brought you to Japan?
I'm not sure, actually. When I was a kid, I used to learn languages. I had a big fascination in foreign languages. So being Canadian, I learned French and English. My first language is French, second is English. When I was a kid, I learned some German, I learned some Arabic, but then I forgot all of that. And then somehow I just got interested into Japanese. I looked at some characters written in Japanese on TV or in Japanese animation, and I was just wondering what they meant. So I just got interested by looking at those characters and started digging into that. So for around 10 years, it's not solid, but sometimes I would pick up a few characters, a few words in Japanese, and just learn bits here and there sometimes. And then, you know, I started, when I got my first dial-up connection to the internet with my super fast 56K modem, I started sending emails to Japanese people and just started getting some pen pals, trying to get some connections. So it just progressed into the interest of mine into Japan that I didn't really have when I was a kid, but because of the language, it kind of grew into that. So at some point, I wanted to go in Japan. I told myself, someday I'll try to go. I never actually planned anything, but I don't know, 1 year, I just said, well, that's it. It's going to be my chance to go. I just applied for a visa and came here. I just expected to stay here for 6 months, but so far it's been 4 years. So I guess it's been going pretty well.
It's only been 4 years?
Just 4 years. Just? You've been here for how long?
I've been here for just about 7 years now.
Oh.
I thought that you got here before I did.
I don't know. I'm still pretty new at this place, you know.
Do you have any plans to return to Canada, or is Japan your home now?
Oh, this is my home, definitely. I mean, I'm married now, so I don't really want to go back. I don't really have anything left in Canada. Even my family back where I come from in New Brunswick, most of them left. They moved to other parts of Canada to find work, to have a better life. So my family is kind of spread out throughout the world. And we all agree at one point that we don't really want to go back. So in my case, I'm married. I have my friends here. My career is going well. I mean, all the activities I do to pass the time and all that, I love them. So, no, my life is pretty good here. So, no, I don't want to go back. I'm really happy here.
Ah, okay. So we're pretty similar in that regard.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, I also have no plans on going back to Canada anytime soon.
Perfect. So someday, finally. finally, I'll meet you in person, I hope.
Hopefully before we retire.
Yes.
All right, well, let's move to the final part of our show, and this is when we get to recommend some of the people in our timelines that we find so interesting. So, could you share with us three people you enjoy interacting with and why you find them interesting?
Well, you know, I could always mention you, but that doesn't count, right? Because you're making the show. But the other thing is I saw the listing of the shows you put up already. I saw you already interviewed C. Gifford, which I always talk with that guy on ADN. Besides him, I always talk with Keita as well. Keitaro Kobayashi, username Keita. Another fine developer in Tokyo. I actually have two accounts in ADN. I have another account called Edojin. That's the account that I use to talk about cosplay, to write in Japanese only. And on that account, there are a few people who talk to me often. And I think I'll mention them because I know many users on the English side of ADN, and we all talk to each other, like you or Seagafer, Keita, we all talk among each other. But on the Japanese side, it's still split. They don't really mingle among each other. So I'll mention Deercat and Keage. Those two users, they often reply to my posts on ADN when I write in Japanese, I mean, because I don't think they can speak English that well. So those two users I'd just like to say hi to them, and as well, of course, Keita. But all in all, I mean, on ADN, I found a really great community of web developers, which is really helpful for me, because if I go on Twitter or Facebook, I don't really have that same feel, that same group of developers. Usually it's more general posts and all that. But if I go on ADN and complain about that piece of code or something about a server or a language that doesn't work quite right for me, usually other users will reply to that and will have an answer almost right away. So I have to say I admire that part of ADN. I really love that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for these recommendations, and thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure.
And this concludes the 17th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Remy Plod for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Born Sequel. Have a nice day.